Exodus chapter 5, verse 21. And the officers of Israel said to Moses and Aaron, "Let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us." It's not fair. We often want life to be fair. And yet, it's not. And we have a second problem. Any appeal to fairness has to go both ways. And in fairness, we deserve God's judgment every day of our life. When was the last time you couldn't sleep at night because you didn't receive the punishment that you deserved that day? When was the last time you did not do your homework, or maybe even copied, and then couldn't sleep, lay awake at night because you did not get the zero that you deserved? And yet, should a prof give us a zero for copying when we actually didn't do it? Oh, and we are fit to be tied, aren't we? When we do what is right and suffer evil for it, our whole nature screams, "Why, God? Why?" Moses had returned to the people of Israel in Egypt with the Lord Iam's promise that he was going to deliver them from bondage, bring them into the promised land, and he was even going to give them the treasures of Egypt. And guess what? They thought that would be pretty awesome. So they worshiped the Lord. But Pharaoh didn't like the idea. He said, "If you people have time to worry about worship, you're too idle. Triple your work output. Harvest your own straw and keep making the same number of bricks, or you will be beaten." And the people screamed at Moses, "May this I am God of yours judge you." And Moses screamed at God, "Why? I did what you sent me to do, and only evil has resulted." Accidents, disease, evil people flex their muscles against us, and we also want to scream, don't we? "Why, God? Why?" It doesn't matter that we deserve worse every day of our life. We still, when it happens, blame God and doubt His wisdom, doubt His control. But the Lord I Am responds, "I'm going to use everyone and everything, no matter how evil they are, to work everything for the good of you, my people, to demonstrate the kingdom, the power, and the glory are mine." And so the Lord took the very things that Egypt called their gods, and He unleashed those gods against them. 40 years later, the Canaanites still trembled, remembering what the Lord had done to Egypt. What will happen when the Lord turns the tables on America's gods? It's faith in dollars. It's trust in technology. It's love for sinful pleasures. No matter what happens, stand still and see the salvation of God. That the Lord I Am is God. There is none other. And yet by nature, we are so perverse in our desire to be transformed to this world, so lackadaisical in our pursuit of happiness, so rebellious in our service of me, that it often takes crosses in our life to keep us turning back to the Lord. Yes. And we also live in an age of such gross selfishness that it often rubs off on us. So that even in our declared commitment to Jesus, we sometimes act like this sarcastic description. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to expose my soul or disturb my sleep. Just enough to be like a warm glass of milk or a snooze in the sunshine. I don't want enough of God to make me love the person who ruined my video game. Or to actually do a dorm job for my roommate. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want the warmth of the womb, not a new birth. I want 1 pound of the eternal in a paper sack. Let me buy $3 worth of God, please. But our Lord is the one who gave everything that He might be with you. He did what was right in every situation. And yet though He had done nothing wrong, He was nailed to the cross. In that sense, that was the ultimate unfairness. And yet He did it as our substitute. And we deserved every drop of that punishment. He willingly endured it all to establish the gospel justice. Your sins have been forgiven because He has paid in full the price. The holy, precious blood of God's own Son, Jesus Christ. The Lord allows crosses in our lives not only to keep us turning back to Him, but also to remind us that this world is passing away, and to help us to be more like Jesus. Don't buy $3 worth of God as if He's chopped liver. Give yourself the chopped liver to the Lord to be transformed. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll close with hymn 21, stanzas 1 and 2.